Ben and Ruth stand on the patio at the side of the pub, the heat lamp above lighting them. Ben inhales from the cigarette a final time and hands it back to Ruth. She brings the filter between her lips, still damp from Ben's mouth. He winks at her as he exhales a plume of smoke.
I fancy our chances, you know?
Ruth lets the smoke escape between her pursed lips, her throat burning slightly from the unfamiliar sensation. She isn't a smoker. Well, not anymore. But when Ben asked her if she wanted a crafty one, the opportunity to be alone with him, to talk about what happened, what they'd been dancing around, beckoned. But all she had dared to do so far was share a strong cigarette and talk about their progress in the pub quiz. Banter. She hated it, yet she found herself engaged in it so often. Why was that? It would be quite possible, she thinks, to spend your entire adult life avoiding any deep discussion as long as you chose to talk to people who showed a fondness for banter.
I don't know. I killed it on the picture round, obviously, but Amrit let us down on the music, and now it's just politics and that tube map round to go. Well, I suck at both of those.
Well, I'm all over politics.
Ben is leant against the wall, radiating smugness.
Really? You never talk about it.
Sarcasm. Banter's closest ally.
You comfortable sitting there on your fence? Watch you don't get a splinter in your bum.
Ben smiles at her lopsidedly, so she can see the chip on his front tooth. Her stomach clenches. He glances at his watch.
We'd better resume our seats.
Pint? She knows another drink will tip her over the edge into drunkenness. She hasn't eaten all day.
I'm not sure I should. I'll be drunk.
Ben cocks his head.
I rather like you drunk.
Do you?
I did last time.
He holds her gaze, and she feels the pulse in her palms throb.
Okay, then. Yes.
I'll have another.
Ben heads inside.